Recent events in our world have shown how increasingly vulnerable our planet and all her inhabitants are to climate change. New scientific findings affirm each day that the time to act is now. On Sunday, June 29th, the 2008 Critical Moments to Save the Planet, What Can I Do? Seminar was held at the Taipei County Hall in Formosa, Taiwan. Jointly organized by Taipei County, Government of Formosa, Taiwan, and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. The event assembled representatives from virtually all sectors of society, including educators, heads of media and advertising, leaders in the religious field, and a young celebrity artist. Also attending were guests from the Veg Angel organization, a league of schools and enterprises that have pledged to promote at least one vegetarian day per week. Supreme Master Qinghai was invited as an honored guest to join the discussion. A world-renowned humanitarian and spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Qinghai has dedicated herself to the future of the planet and its inhabitants. Throughout the years, she has encouraged a balanced life in harmony with nature, which includes a vegetarian, meaning animal-free, diet. Her example of compassion for all beings has been shown through her active concern for their existence, for the preservation of their habitat, and for the greater environment. In her responses to panelists during the live video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai brought forth new clarity to the dialogue, going to the root of climate change to reveal the one eternal message for humankind's survival, and that is love. Today, Supreme Master Television presents a rebroadcast of the 2008 Critical Moments to Save the Planet, What Can I Do? Seminar, Part 6, with Supreme Master Qinghai.
亲爱的师父，我从中央山脉下来，我是原住民啊。在两个月前，就在这个地方，我们办了一个全球的原住民文化会议。那因为师父说立法委员那个在场，我们尽量多问问题。我想加重一些立法委员的责任，因为我们有一些不平凡的经验。就是上一次我们开这个会议的时候，其实困难重重，后来我们把它办了。那么我们希望引起这个领导人的注意。那后来呢，马英九先生也写了三张纸给我们，而且承诺对国内的环境政策，还有就是原住民呢的那个古老智慧会特别加以注意。那多半修行人呢会变得很温柔，没有争斗的意识。那么但是呢，立法委员有权利，因为我们知道在国家常常有一些叫做那个各个部门的内部训练或者是内部会议。我有时候也会参加一些比较高阶的，比方说国家永续会议，那大部分都是部会级的那个首长参加的会议。那这些首长他们接触到的讯息多半都是比较先进的。现在我们已经逐渐知道，我们只有两年的时间救地球，这个是首要，现在我们在两年之内一定要做的议题。所以我们呼吁林委员，透过您的权力，您是不是在立法委员可以联署把这个议题列为国家重要的永续发展的问题，然后提到各个部会在内部训练上面把它当作首要议题，从那个领导人开始去讨论它，然后呢再形成一种从上到下的一种像流水一样，让大家都接触到这个议题。因为我们知道真的民间要了解素食那需要一点时间，但是我们希望透过有权力的人把它列为就是正式的决策，透过国家的系统，透过正式的研讨。今天的会议里面我们发觉很多的种子部队， 有专家学者，有医学学校老师校长，这类都是种子部队。那将来如果他形成决策，那么两年之内这些人都可以进入去做那个游说，或者是传递素食的知识，还有这种就是真正健康的这种救地球的这种知识能够传导下去。那么谢谢师父，也谢谢林委员。
谢谢。那可是立法委员要回答咯。
这个问题是非常好的一个问题，我分两个部分答复。第一个部分，确实我们现在民间对吃素的其实了解的程度恐怕超过高层这些官员了。那但是上面权力是在上面，这个部分未来一定要加强。还好我们现在民间做先锋，政府在后面。那就以这一次4月22号世界地球日，那么我们很多环保团体、吃素团体一起推动素食抗软化这件事情来讲，政府机关原来都没有在响应，都是民间。但是我们透过不断的办活动，慢慢的政府机关开始响应的，各个县政府甚至中央政府。那么我刚刚致辞的时候有特别提到，原来所谓的院长、副院长、各部委首长原来是不知道这一件事情，但是他们到最后都签署要吃素来对抗地球暖化。这个原因也就是在我们民间力量逼迫着他们认识这一件事情，所以这是一个很好的开始。现在政府已经知道的，接下来我想除了民间继续给政府来施压，同样我担任立法委员，我也有这个责任，会继续把这样的理念让政府部门更了解。那第二个层次，我觉得我们有在吃素的人或认同吃素抗暖化的人一定要站出来讲话。很多人吃素好像不好意思讲，所以很少人知道吃素有什么好处。
那
么我就举一个例子来讲，那么台湾吃素的人口200万，但是台湾的卖素食哈，没有标示的，没有标示，所以很多素食人口去买东西都有一个疑惑，这个可以吃吗？那个有没有掺荤？几十年来就这样过了。但是一直到今年初，我觉得这件事情很严重。那么我透过立法院的质询，到最后现在卫生署已经答应，现在已经公告，应该公告一年之后明年开始强制执行，我们所有的素食产品一定要明白标示，拿分五类，一种是纯素，第二种蛋素，第三种奶素，第四种奶蛋素，第五种叫做蔬食，一定要严格标示。到了明年那个应该照这样公告，可能应该到明年的恐怕7月左右，如果不标示，政府强制处罚。所以这就是因为我们不断的在反映，虽然晚，但是究竟已经开始。但是我要报告的一点就是说，我要推动这一件事情的时候，我曾经开过公听会，后来发觉到政府官员好几个列席主管的，当我们在谈这件事情，他终于站出来，他说他相当认同，而且他也表示他已经吃素20几年，甚至吃素30年。我非常的惊讶，他主管的人员他本身就吃素，但是这件事情他们竟然应该有放在心里，但是自己站在这个位置上反而没有去实际上推动。所以我在这里也呼吁我们所有认同这样的理念的人，你叫勇敢站出来散播这样的理念，对于政府的政策我们也应该大声讲出来我们的需求。像刚刚洪瑞讲得非常非常的好，像这些都是我们未来该做的，不只是立法委员要站出来监督政府，我们要督促政府来做这件事情。但是只有一个立法委员不够，目前在立法院里面只有林鸿慈一个吃素，那我当然责无旁贷，但是这样力量是不够，我们一定要靠全民认同这个理念的大家勇敢的站出来跟政府讲。 啊，那当然我们也要透过我们力量跟所有周遭的朋友来讲，我们的邻居讲，相信这样才有用的。好，谢谢。
啊，讲得好，讲得好，立法委员，谢谢 ，Thank you very much， Thank you very much。我们再回来那个冯科后那个问题，您能不能翻译英文他的问题给我再听一下？
好 ，Master， it is said that aliens are 100 times more scientifically developed than us. Do aliens know the current crisis of our planet? Will they help us?
Yes, they are aware. They know. Yeah? They know our situation very well. And they are, of course, 100 or 1,000 times more developed. I mean, technically, yeah? They are more developed than us, yes. And they know our situation very well. You can see they come sometimes, yeah? Everybody sight them now and again, you know, the UFO shape, of the, flying object, yes?So they do know our situation, and they are observing with interest, with sympathy. But I don't think they can help us. They would like to help, but they don't dare, you know. They don't dare to intervene because who would listen to them? Huh? Who would listen to them? Suppose they come to tell you, okay, eat vegetarian, and you maybe, you call the police, huh? Yeah, and say, that guy, they look like, 妖怪, huh? look like ghosts, and then you might even harm them. Nobody dare, yeah? If they go too near human, they might be harmed. Because, history has proved,That human, you know, we kill things that do not look like us, or look like us even, yeah. We don't even listen to each other, huh? Even when we talk about the most logical and urgent issues, and we are pleading in our own language for other people to listen, but not many people listen, yeah? Look at how many masters have graced our planet.Yeah, with immense love, foresight, and wisdom. And how many have listened to their consult? How many listen to their wisdom? How many people practice their teaching? Tell me, how many? Not many. They read the theory, but they do not practice the teaching of the masters, of the saints in the past, yeah?And the saints were even lucky if they can stay alive for a while on this planet with all their knowledge and best intention. We all know that very well. And when the saints or the masters or the Buddhas or the sages were alive, they are persecuted and live mostly like a fugitive. They have to hide. They have to do things undercover.They have to live quietly. They have to watch out for themselves. Because the humans have been famous for killing these wise, benevolent masters of the past. And after these masters or saints have gone, then some human make business out of their godly teaching or fight for the supremacy over their doctrines. What aliens would dare to venture into our daily war zone? Some of them are observing us in despair and deep sympathy, but from a far distance. You see, whenever they see us, they disappear quick, no? huh? Very quick, they run.They may be running for their lives. yeah, we have a lot of, massacring weapons. We can destroy them also. We can harm them. We can even capture them, or we might even torture them. Or we might do anything to experiment who's this kind of strange creature that come to visit us. With, even with all their good intention, they could not make us believe. So you see, that's why they cannot intervene, and even if they wanted to help us, it's very difficult. I understand their feeling very, very well. Don't you?
Yes.
下一个问题是由海洋技术学院的校长林静峰林校长提问，请林校长发问。
师傅您好，听说地球目前暖化的这个危机跟杀生有绝对的关系啊。那目前我们养殖的方式，工厂化的这个动物养殖，整个过程来讲非常不人道啊，连动物都要承受非常巨大的一些痛苦，而且现在的人比较忙碌，好像也比较的麻木，常常连自己的宠物的想法啊，他都没有办法知道。听说无上师能够跟动物沟通，了解他们的心意啊。师父是不是能够教导大家，如何开放我们的心，让每个人都能够听懂动物的心声？如果人们都可以听到动物的心声，也许自然就不再杀生了啊！这样是不是对拯救地球就可以尽一份最大的心力啊？谢谢师父。
谢谢，是的，是的啊！如果大家都能够了解动物的语言啊，还有心意的话，我们多数都不会再杀生，而且马上会变成素食者。如果我们要具有这个能力的话，我们本来就有了，我们本来就拥有这个能力了，那个第六感了，或是那个直接可以跟动物可以沟通，我们都有了，就是太忙碌了，而且吃肉喝酒太多，然后那个我们那个灵性啊比较被麻掉了。不过我们如果再吃素，再回头吃素的话，这个能力会再回来的。如果我们有时间听的话，我们也可以听到动物讲话。不过你知道了，这个时代哈，我们人啊连没时间跟自己讲话，跟自己理论，还有没有时间听自己的那个最有道理的想法，没有时间跟那个亲戚朋友那个多聊天，聊那种对我们生活最重要的，也没时间，何况还要跟动物讲话。所以对那个大众啊，动物的那个了解才比较难，而且世俗也更难，他们不会了解为什么我们对动物应该有爱心。所以我们这个地球啊，目前啊才下到这个地步，才那么变成危险，才变成那么紧急的情况，快倒下去了。这个也是其中一个理由啊，为什么我这几年以来啊，一是花时间啊，精神啊，能力啊，跟大家解释啊，没有像我要那么成功，因为大家很麻掉了，很难听懂。OK， yeah， 我还要继续努力了。Thank you， 下一个。
我们谢谢师父。
Thank you, Master。最后一个问题是由台北市西湖国中校长李校长李柏林校长，麻烦请校长回。
你好，李校长。
师父，各位大家晚安。
大家好。
在我问师父问题之前，我想先谢谢我们的林委员，因为在4月22号世界地球日那天，真的是我们学校有收到公文，除了植树以外，让我非常惊讶的就是要我们当天能够尽量鼓励师生能够吃素食。所以呢在那天呢，有了法言依据之下，我们全校的同学都吃了素食。哇哦，哇哦，虽然只有一餐午餐， 但是我觉得这终究是一个非常好的开始。所以呢，在这边我要真的是要非常的感谢我们林委员。那另外我有一个梦想，希望我们林委员呢，除了向上领导，让我们的高级的一些首长们能够知道素食的好处之外呢，也能够在我们国中教育方面再有更多的这样的法条或者是来函，让我们能够再向下引导，在素食抗软化这一方面更有法源依据。因为那天我们可以借着中午吃素来跟孩子讲为什么吃素可以来看抗这个软化。那其实第二天呢，也有家长打电话给我，他说奇怪，昨天为什么要吃素啊？我们说因为昨天是世界地球日。他说呢，吃素跟地球日有什么关系啊？好，因为他说好像我从来不知道这个素食跟抗软化跟地球的环保有什么关系，所以我想这个是我们可以再努力的一个空间。好，所以先谢谢我们的林委员。那听说呢，师父有一个梦想，他就是觉得说，我们这个经过呢几千百万亿年来爱心造就成的这个星球呢，不要被摧毁。好，那希望说他能够在我们用一个和平、爱跟美的这样子的一个推动之下来延续下去。那我觉得这是非常高雅的理想，那我想所有地球人一定也都希望能够这样。所以在这边想请教师父，就是我们如果要这样做的话，我们可以怎么样来做，或者是说在学校教育方面可以怎样来着力。谢谢师父。
谢谢李校长。我们这个梦啊可以成真的，而且不应该很大的时间啊，几个礼拜以内啊，几个礼拜以内而已。如果大家做全信啊，变成素食的人，整个地球素食的话，我们这个梦啊马上啊几个礼拜而已就可以成真了。如果我们所有的地球的人民哈回头啊找自己那个那边的那个本人的那个很爱护那个心，然后我们就不要继续杀生了，不要杀人，不要杀动物了，这个梦啊马上会成真，不是难的，不很难。在我的想法里面呢、啊、是很容易啊，要是素是很容易，我们不应该吃那个别人的肉体嘛，别的众生的肉体，这是很容易。如果我们要试看看的话，我们时间现在太短了，太短了。不管会发生什么事情，在我们地球上，最少这些人，这些听懂的人，这些做到的人，是素食的人，会找到这个梦的，自己会找到这个梦。不管我们有没有这个地球了， We can have this dream come true in a matter of weeks if all human turn back to their inherent nature, the loving, compassionate nature that we really have, and that's what we really are. We are love, we are compassion. We are God's personified on this planet.We are the Buddha. So if we turn back to this loving, compassionate nature in our heart and stop killing humans and animals for any purpose at all, then this dream will come true. This dream of mine, this dream of yours, this dream belongs to everybody on this planet.Everybody wants peace and love and a harmonious lifestyle. It's very easy to have this dream come true. We just turn to our loving nature. No more killing any humans, no more killing any animals. Use only vegan diet. Use blood-free product. Live a bloodless lifestyle. is easy. I'm sure we all can do it if we try. Time is short. So whatever happened to the planet, at least the ones who listen and try will find this peace, will find the beauty and love for themselves, will find that the dream come true in their heart, whether or not we still have the planet. Thank you, all of you. Please go red, be green, and save the planet. We can do it together. We can do it. There's nothing impossible to human powerful mind. You see, people can hypnotize somebody flying in the air with their wings, doing, you know, bicycling in the space. And some doctor in England or elsewhere, they even use the power of a suggestion of hypnotism to perform surgery without anesthesia and to pull out teeth without any anesthesia. We can do it if we set our mind to it. We all can do it. Please go veg, be green, save the planet.
谢谢，再次谢谢师父。
谢谢大家。
请问师父要不要替我们做最后的提醒，请请大家是不是我们现在回去之后可以立刻做一些关键性的作为。
Yeah, 我请政府人员呢帮忙公开鼓励大家施书，公开鼓励大家保护环境，公开了，还有请大家施书的人公开就来宣布我是施书的人，很骄傲的讲啊，还有公开发达我们自己的所知道的那个材料，贡献给所有的我们看到的人。我谢谢立法委员呢，今天讲那么精彩，而且真的很诚心啊。他一个人也许比较小，不过一个人不是说不能做到的。看看多少一个人在历史上做很多那个惊天动地的事情。不要看你一个人，你是上帝，你有上帝在里面，你有佛在里面，你要做什么一定会成功的。我祝福台湾政府，祝福台湾的人员，把我们台湾当四处第一来帮助第九啊，回去 Go West Go Green Yeah And 帮助第九啦，不是传播给台湾听而已，到处都去，去哪里去游行的时候要带一些那个传单啊，要发出来给大家看，去买菜发出来给大家看，去游泳发出来，去散步，去带狗出去玩，去哪里看到人就发传单了，解释给大家听，还有施书劝导大家施书，还有爱护动物。
好，谢谢师父。相信在今天的与会过后，大家今一定会成为一个勇敢的素食者。我们致力于打造第一全世界第一个素食王国，好让台湾成为全部素食的人口。
是，施食的人是英雄的。
Thank you all for coming. Thank you so much for your time, for your advice, for your love, for your care. Heaven bless you. Buddha bless you. I love you. Animal loves you.All the people love you for what you do. Thank you. We can have this dream come true in a matter of weeks if all humans turn back to their inherent nature.The loving, compassionate nature that we really have. And that's what we really are. We are love, we are compassion. We are gods personified on this planet. We are the Buddha.
We enjoyed your presence today for this rebroadcast of the live seminar, The 2008 Critical Moments to Save the Planet, What Can I Do? With special guest Supreme Master Ching Hai. A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms is up next after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. With God's grace, may your life flourish and bloom in joy and peace.